Cornucopia Radio presents
Welcome everybody, you're listening to the Cornucopia Radio podcast and this is episode 44 of our show. In case you're wondering who we are, we're a collection of writers and performers based in Sheffield here in the UK and we make award-winning comedy and audio drama. We've been doing this since 2008 and we never settle for anything less than brilliant. Today we're going to be playing for you a little selection of some of our recent short pieces that haven't yet been broadcast on the podcast. And we're starting the show with a visit to a local job centre.
Next.
Harry.
Good morning, Mr. Hickok. Welcome to Job Centre Plus. Please take a seat. I just need to put your details into the system. Okay, I've only got your initials here. WB, is that right?
Sure is.
What does the W stand for?
Wild.
Wild?
Yep.
Wild is your first name?
Yep.
Not your last name?
Nope. If it was, it'd be Hitchcock B. Wild.
I suppose you would.
Or B. Hitchcock Wild. Either way, it wouldn't make no sense.
No, I'll just enter Wild as your first name.
Much obliged.
What does the B stand for?
Bill.
Is that short for William?
Nope. If it was, it'd be W.W. Hitchcock, and that wouldn't make no sense neither.
No, of course not. Bill. So, that's Wild Bill Hickok.
That's my name.
What sort of work have you been doing lately?
Panning for gold.
Well, there ain't much gold in these here hills.
What hills? I don't reckon you see none of them in these parts.
It doesn't matter. Anything else?
A few rodeos here and there.
We don't get many of them round here either.
Well, I also had a spell as a bounty hunter out in Dawson County.
Didn't they have a lot of trouble over there with cattle rustlers?
They did. Not no more.
Okay. What's your address?
I got a home on the range.
Does it have a number?
No need. Ain't but the one shack in the whole territory.
You live in a shack?
Sure do.
Is it your own shack?
Uh-huh.
Do you live alone?
Yeah, do since my partner got killed.
I'm sorry to hear about that. Was it an accident?
If you challenge a Sundance kid to a draw and you get beat, it ain't no accident. No hard feelings, though, leastways not for me. Matter of fact, the kid and Butch helped me dig her grave.
So you now live alone in a shack on a range. Which range would that be?
The one where the buffalo roam.
Well, if you want housing benefits, you'll need to be more specific.
It's where the deer and the antelope play.
You don't happen to know the postcode?
Nope. Pony Express ain't never needed it. Like I said, it's the only shack in the territory.
Have you brought your CV with you?
You'll find my entire life story in this here book.
Lonesome John. I don't understand. Who's John?
That's me.
You said your name was Bill. I mean, Wild. Why are you showing me this book?
It's all about me. A fella came nosing around from back east and said he wanted to write about something he called the Real West. Didn't use people's real names in case they took a mind to fill them full of lead. Go ahead, take a look at it.
Chapter 1, Gunfight at O.K.'s Corral.
Here's one mean son of a gun. Had to enter my six-shooter until Ford died.
Why?
I told you. He wouldn't die.
I meant, why did you empty your six-shooter into him? I mean, was it in self-defense?
Sure was. He wouldn't give me a fair price for some cavalry horses.
I don't think that defense would stand up in court.
Neither would a K after emptying my six-shooter into him.
How did you come by these horses?
Won them off of General Custer. Take a look at the next chapter.
Chapter 2. Custer's Last Hand.
Me and him was playing cards together the night before he and his men got themselves killed. Great guy, but no card player. Won half the troops' horses off of him.
So, half of them didn't have horses?
I reckon not.
That's terrible.
Sure was. Found out later the army would have bought him off me for twice what O.K. was offering.
And Custer and his men might not have been massacred.
Don't know about that. Won their guns off of them, too.
Is that your mobile?
My cell phone? I believe it is. Mind if I answer it?
Go ahead.
Morning, Jane.
Where are you at?
I'm at the job center.
You want me to come rescue y'all?
No, I don't need no rescuing. Why don't you come on down? You've been saying you're getting tired of riding a shotgun for Wells Fargo. Maybe they'll find you something else.
That's a real cute idea, Bill. I'll be down there lickety-split.
Sorry about that. Where was we?
We're almost finished. I just need to ask you a few more questions.
Shoot!
Ah, don't shoot!
Hell, you're jumping today. That's just my way of telling you to carry on.
Good. Right. Let's see. Have you got any investments?
I staked a claim in a gold mine over at Klondike one time.
How much does it yield?
A fistful of dollars.
Okay, a fistful. Have you got a pension at all?
Sure have.
From?
From the president himself.
That's impressive. What's it for?
Tracking down Crazy Horse. I tell you, that critter sure had the right name.
And how much is it worth?
A few dollars more.
I don't think they should affect your benefits. That's about it. You should get your money in about 3 days.
Bill, you horny old goat!
This here's Jane. Thought you might find her a job.
Very well. Take a seat, Miss Jane.
Hot doggity! Jane ain't my first name!
It ain't. I mean, it isn't.
Hell no!
Well, what is your first name?
Seems I need to get myself better known around here. My first name? Why, it's Calamity.
If life is as the sea, then we are like paper boats, so gently floating, floating free. And I will not try to cut your beauty out and sink you. I will not try to sink you. That is not what I do now, lady, that is not what I do now. I appreciate the time it took to make you, and I hope you appreciate the time it took to make me. Every molecule, every basic element within us has its own poignant tale to tell, each atom charged with both positive and negative feeling, every strand of twisted DNA has its own wayward story home, and every cell is dying to tell it. And I want to tell you my story. I want to show you my paper boat. But more than my story aches to break upon your shores, I want to listen. And I'm listening now. I'm listening as every feeling folds and every crease is made. I'm watching as your paper boat falls into shape before me. I'm watching as you set out to sail. Tell me your tale as the water carries you. It can sometimes be unkind, with wind or rain or waves so high we think we cannot climb, but I will be kind, lady, I will be kind. Rest in me. If life is as the sea, then we are paper boats, so gently floating, gently floating, floating, gently free. And I will not whip up storms. I will not try to drag you down when it overpowers me. I will not cut your beauty out because I want you to be free. I will not sink you now, lady. I will not sink you now.
You've been listening to Gav Roberts, part of the Rother Valley Poetry Collective, and his poem Paper Boats, which we helped them record towards the end of last year, and which will shortly be appearing on a new album by the group. Keep an eye out on the Cornucopia website, which you can find at cornucopia-radio.co.uk, and we'll tell you when it's available to buy via Bandcamp. Before that, we had Wild Bill Hickok at the Job Centre, written by Chris Bellamy. And coming up next, we want to introduce you to the future of music distribution.
Honestly, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's just what you do. If you want to find music, then you download it from the internet, don't you? Besides, I blame the music industry. They're just too greedy and stubborn to change their business model. Come on, they'll charge you, what, $12 if you want to buy an album? I mean, who can afford that? So yeah, I download illegal copies, so what? Everybody does. Really, what are they going to do? Throw us all in jail? Besides, people have always done it. It's nothing new. First it was home taping, then it was MP3 sharing, and today it's genetic cloning. Big deal. It's just so easy. I log onto my favorite sharing website, find the DNA of an artist or a band I want, and download the data to my multi-dimensional bio-creation printer. Before you know it, I've got a copy of a real, living, breathing rock star in my bedroom. Give them a guitar or a microphone and they'll play their greatest hits for me whenever I like. It's not hurting anybody, it's a victimless crime. I haven't stolen the originals, have I? I've just created an exact biological copy of the person with the same memories, skills, and emotions. Who I then force into a lifetime of performing solely for my own pleasure. I've downloaded tons of clones over the past few years. 50 Cent, Adele, Jay-Z, the Black Eyed Peas, I've got them all. Granted, some of the clones don't always want to perform. Some even claim to be real human beings, who want to be set free and allowed to create a life of their own. Well, those are just corrupted downloads though, so I normally just stab them in the heart and burn their corpses. Most are pretty rubbish at anything other than playing music anyway, so they don't really have much practical day-to-day use. Although, I've discovered with a lot of vicious beating and psychological torture, Lars Ulrich can be made to go fetch my shopping, so that's, something, I guess. Storing them can be a bit tricky. I tend to keep all my clones locked in a basement, throwing in the odd animal carcass or bucket of rainwater just so they don't die of starvation. Speaking of which, I think I saw Madonna gnawing on the bones of MC Hammer when I was last down there. Although, actually, I don't really recall downloading either of them, to be honest. So, in short, I think the music labels should just stop whining. So what if they're missing out on a little cash because the world now has 5 million exact clones of Justin Bieber? Boo-hoo. And so what if moral leaders hang their heads in shame just because we've turned ourselves into gods who can create life from nothing? So what if we chose to use this power not to cure diseases or help the natural world, but instead as a way to avoid paying 70 cents for a song on iTunes? Really, does anybody care? Besides, we all know moral leaders are in the pocket of big business anyway. And finally, who cares if I've become a soulless monster who mutilates and tortures my fellow man just so I can hear Guns N' Roses sing November Rain for the 100th time? I am not hurting anybody. Oh, by the way, does anybody know where I can find a working download of Paul McCartney's classic DNA? The copy I've got only wants to play stuff off his new album.
All through spring, we did alphabet puzzles, sang nursery rhymes, practiced counting to 10. We read stories you could shout the words to. Mum's coming in 1 minute. Don't touch it. I taught you how to listen. Say sorry for hitting your baby sister, that no meant no, and so did stop. The manners to say peas and tar, that it's nice to share, to be aware of other people's feelings. The thrill when you said, I love you, Mummy, for the first time. We believed that every problem could be solved, that kisses could heal everything wrong in the world, and Daddy will always come home from work at the end of the day. We learnt to play hide and seek. Where's Elsie gone? Oh, there she is. Monsters, and giggled at Lily's constant look of surprise. Her smiles, the triumph of those first tentative steps, the mess of her eating. You conquered the potty, me breastfeeding, though the two didn't mix. We tried to fix bits and pieces. We painted, scrunched, folded, coloured and scribbled. We moulded Play-Doh, threaded beads, baked cakes and bread, planted seeds. We discovered that actions spoke louder than whatever we said. We watched ants make trails, spiders build webs. We made it endless fun, We're impatient to run, jump puddles, skip and hop. Put magic cream on scraped knees. Put plasters on cuts. I want this to be as bad as it gets. There's some things they don't teach in school. Like why there's a wreath in the florist spelling mummy, leaving three kids, 20 years old, thrown from the balcony by her bloke, the 30th floor, I'm told.
That was I'm Not Hurting Anybody, our own twisted take on the future of internet piracy, written by Peter Beeston and performed by Zachary Ryan. After that, we had another track by the Rother Valley Poetry Collective, which was Lessons by Charlotte Ansell. And lastly, coming up today, we have a brand new audio drama called The Guess, written by Mal Carrot, as a young woman discovers that sometimes having the right answer doesn't always lead to the correct choice.
I really don't know the answer.
I wish I could help you, Sue, but I'm afraid you've gambled, so I'm going to need an answer from you.
I haven't got a clue. I hate sport. Why does it have to be sport?
Shall I read you the question again?
Yes, if you could.
Which tennis player won the Golden Grand Slam in 1988? Was it A, Monica Seles, B, Steffi Graf, or C, Martina Navratilova?
I don't know.
This is for today's top prize, Sue. What's your answer?
I'll just have to guess. B, Steffi Graf.
Computer, is Steffi Graf the correct answer? Yes! Sue, that guess has just won you £150,000. So that's all for us today, so why don't you join us next time on Cash Pots when another contestant will take big chances and play for big money.
The Guess, written by Mal Carrot.
Here she is, the big winner.
Are you feeling better?
A little. I still can't believe what happened.
Your friend popped round while you were asleep.
All right, Sal.
Didn't think you'd be talking to the likes of us again. Us paupers.
Of course she will. She's going to treat us all, aren't you, sis?
I haven't seen you all week, Gemma. What you been up to? Hanging around with that new mysterious fella of yours?
Oh, you know. Being up to this and that. Making plans? Been speaking to someone about my new business.
Nice top you're wearing. Where'd you get it from?
Forget about nice tops. I've been showing Gemma that new kitchen. Shouldn't be a problem now we can afford it.
Mum, I don't get the money till next week. And I've already told you I need to invest it for me and Joey.
Don't worry. Your mum's just excited. I'm sure she'll calm down. Eventually.
Oven is gorgeous. Stainless steel, double hob.
Where's Dad?
I think he's in the front room.
Where's me tea?
What? Get it yourself, Dad.
That money has gone to your head already.
Aren't you supposed to be signing on?
I'm not going. Getting that lock up now. Can't be asked.
Dad, all you have to do is sign on once a bloody fortnight.
I don't need it now. I've got money.
Oh, and where's this money coming from?
That bloody money you won. I've been talking to your mother. Has she told you about getting that new kitchen? I'm going out to look at new cars later. You can come if you want.
I've not even got the money yet and you've spent it already. I think that's Joey's car just pulling up. Better go talk to him.
Go and give your mum a kiss.
Mummy, we've just built a spaceship out of Lego.
That's lovely.
Those laser beams are lethal.
Why don't you go and shoot your granddad with that spaceship? See if you can move him from his chair.
Granddad!
I saw you on TV last night. I've not told Joey yet. Well done.
Thanks. It was just a guess.
Cool. Here's Joey's stuff. Can I just ask?
Okay, go on. Mum wants a kitchen, Dad a car, and Aunt Gemma wants money for her business. What do you want?
I just wanted Joey on Thursday night. It's my mum's birthday.
Sorry, Craig. I'm sick of everyone wanting this bloody money.
Look, it's nothing to do with me, but do what's best for you. For you and Joey.
I wish it was that simple.
Better go. I can see Dickhead walking towards us.
Craig, don't.
I meant Dick. Okay, sorry. Richard. Thursday okay? I'll pick him up at 6.
What did he want? Sniffing round now you've got money? Don't you know I'm your boyfriend now, not him?
No. Craig's not like that.
When's the money coming?
Next week. Why?
I've sorted it with Ian in the Legion. I'm buying into the business. I need 40 grand.
Ian? Are you sure? I wouldn't trust him with 40 pound. Let alone 40 grand.
Tough. I've already said yes. Don't show me up. It's sorted.
What about what I want, Richard? What about me?
This is something I'm doing for us and Joey. We can get a flat too. Maybe have a proper kid.
Proper kid?
One of our own. Hold on, it's Ian. He's expecting me. Gotta go. Laters.
You took your time.
Yeah, well, she's playing up.
Looks like I'm getting 10 grand for the business then.
Once we get the money, it's a new life in the sun for us. Can't wait to leave the stupid cow.
She was lucky. It was just a guess. I deserve some of this good fortune as much as anybody.
Too bloody right.
Time after time, I told myself I'd make it up to you. Now that you've gone away, still what I'm trying to do.
Mummy, can I play on the swing for a bit?
Okay, play safe. Thanks for being here today, Sal. You'd think that after winning that money I'd be happy, but...
I've been wanting to talk to you about that.
Why?
It's not my place, but you need to wake up, Sue.
I don't understand.
Your mum and dad have been planning to spend your money since the moment you won it. You need to think of Joey.
I know.
And that Richard. You're a fool if you trust him.
I don't know what you mean.
Take another guess.
He's seen someone else?
Yes.
Who?
Who do you think bought your sister that nice top?
Gemma! Richard's seen Gemma!
Look, I know I'm a nosy cow. I shouldn't say any of this, but you had a good one.
Craig.
Use your money. Get away from them. Make a new start for you and Joey.
You're right. I know you are. Hey, honey! Fancy going on an adventure?
Cool! An adventure!
There you are. Have they told you yet when the money will come?
It'll be in my account next Wednesday.
Pub tonight, then. You can pay me back next week.
Sounds good to me. I suppose you'll have to give it a miss, Sue. You'll have to watch Joey.
No, I'm going out.
Don't think I'm babysitting. I'm off out with these.
No, me and Joey are going out. For a while.
What do you mean? Where do you think you're off to?
Away from here. I need to think.
Think about what?
My future. Joey's future.
What about me?
I think Gemma's the one you should be planning a future with.
Gemma?
Just leave it, Mum.
She meant nothing, Sue. Just a mistake. I love you.
Yeah, the money's made me the better option. I'm off. I'm sick of guessing when I don't know the answer. It's about time I took control of my own life.
Come back here. You need to listen. You can't leave us like this.
Daddy! Daddy!
Taxi for Posh Spice.
Are you sure it's okay to stay at yours?
Mum's made you a room. Stay as long as you want. It means we can build more spaceships.
Yeah, we can build an entire space army.
Have you eaten?
No.
Fish and chips?
Yeah, sounds good. And no arguing, they're on me.
Took it all for granted. Too soon it slipped away. One heart learned its lesson when you went away. Time after time, I told myself I'd make it up to you. Now that you've gone away, that's still what I'm trying to do.
The Guess was written by Mal Carrot and produced and edited by Peter Beeston. It featured the voices of Renate Reynolds, Joel Easterstreep, Christine Bellamy, Sangeeta Boothadev, Leanne Bacon, Christopher Bellamy, Lawrence Peacock, Matt McAteer, and Dylan Carratt as Joey. This work is released under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information, visit cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
When you went away.
And that's that. We hope you've enjoyed this little sift through our latest collection of comedy and drama work. None of this could be done without our amazing team of writers and performers who give up their time for free and do what they do just for the love of the medium. So a big thanks to all of them. We've got some exciting new productions lined up for 2014, so make sure you keep up to date by checking us out on either facebook.com/cornucopia.radio or twitter.com/cornucopia.radio. And if you want to get yourself involved with any of our audio drama projects, then drop us an email to studio@cornucopia-radio.co.uk. And remember, whoever or wherever you are, stay special.